Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Mishia's sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Pesachim Daf Yud Gimel in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting Daf Yud Beis and with Beis, one line from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Boyin Barachio Komer of Zeiro. Zoy Someris, we're learning from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that as long as you eat the chametz, you can also feed the animals and you'll have to enjoy it. So the Gemara learns from here, Zoy Someris, that's the Gius of Reb Chaim. The fact that I have to tell you that you can feed animals and you're allowed to enjoy it. What does feeding animals mean? If you talk about your own animals, that means enjoy. That's the Mutar Ba'ano that we mentioned. So you're coming to add over here, you have another head there, that when you got allowed to eat chametz, you're also allowed to feed other animals. Mashra from here, that once you now eat chametz, you now give the chametz to all the animals as well. Even if it's not your animals, even if it's animals of Hefker. And that's a chiddush, because you would think that maybe one way to get rid of chametz is to throw it out and let animals eat it. Here you see, you're not allowed to feed animals, even if you don't own them. It says, if you'd give me a mudalif, Hesir of Yirmio, ask of Yirmio, look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah brought the Kotor Rabbanon, how do you get rid of chametz? So the lashon of the Mishnah is, Mefarer v'zor l'ruach or mati l'yam. When you make it into crumbs and throw it in the air, or you throw it into the sea. And explains the Gemara, what was bothering Rav Yirmiyah? Because the way Rav Yirmiyah read the Mishnah, Sover Rav Yirmiyah Kikoris. Meaning when you throw it into the sea, then you don't have to make it into crumbs. When it says Mifarer, it was going thrown into the air. But in the sea, you put it in a full bread. So if you're putting a full bread, you're feeding the fish in the sea. Answers the Gemara, Melav Yoyser, Loyomel Mifarer, Mekaran Shapiro Roy Bottle. Says no, when it says Mifarer on the beginning of the sentence, it refers to both cases. You make it into crumbs, throw it in the air, or throw it into the sea. Because you crumbled it, because you made it into crumbs, so now it's considered to be that you bit your mevatalit. So even though now animals may come and eat the crumbs, that's not your responsibility anymore. That's not considered to be feeding behemoth hefker. Says the Gemara, where do we have the source you're not allowed to feed even an animal of hefker? Because it says in the pasuk, "Lo'yochel chametz hayoyim," no chametz can be eaten today. And you learn from the lo'yochel word, "I feel the club, even dogs can't eat it." Then that next few words of the Gemara we're going to skip according to Girsa Reb Chaim. Ma anon kaim, what are we talking about? Im le kalboy ahani yisrano. We already know that you're not allowed to enjoy it. It says also ba'ano. So what is coming to Ami? You can't give it to a dog. Hello, kinan kaim and afilu lekel v'chem. The chiddush here is you're not allowed to feed even other animals. So yisomeresh also la'achilu lebehemas hefker. From here you learn that you can't feed a behemas hefker. Continues the Gemara to discuss the source that you're not allowed to enjoy things which are aser. Says the Gemara, "Avo b'shira blazer kol mokum shirema lo soichal lo soichlu lo yoichlu." Whenever it says the words "do not eat," atoifes isra anoyek isra achilu. That includes not only not allowed to eat it, you also not allowed to enjoy it. At sheavo akosuvi first lechor until the Torah will come and specify otherwise. Keshem shipur shachor be'evi minachai u'benevelo. As it says, be'evi minachai, they not allowed to eat every minachai, but you're allowed to enjoy it. And a nevelo, which you're not allowed to eat, a nevelo, but you're allowed to enjoy it. Where do we see a limb from a live animal that it says you're allowed to enjoy it? Because it says in the pasuk, "Baso baso de treifo lo yisoichlu." Don't eat a meat treifo, which refers to an aver coming from a live animal. La ken lev tashlichu noiso. Give it to the dog. Clearly, you can enjoy it. What's the pasuk about nevelo? Lo yisoichlu kol nevelo. Don't eat a nevelo. Give it to the ger toishav that lives with you, or you sell it to a goy. So clearly, you can enjoy this nevelo. There's a price of chizkio who argues. No, whenever it says not to eat, doesn't mean you're not allowed to enjoy. It doesn't say not to give it to a dog. So he argues in this concept. It says not to enjoy the fat of animals. And here we know you can enjoy it. You want to tell me not allowed to enjoy it? It's clearly, it says in the pasuk, v'chelev nevelu v'chelev treifo yo'oso l'kol melocha v'ochel yisochlu. It says clearly you can do it for any melocha, you can enjoy it, but you're not allowed to eat it. Ask the Gemara v'echtiv, it says in the pasuk, akadam lo yisochlu, not to eat blood, me'ata atotofes yisro anoyek yisro achil, you want to tell me you're not allowed to enjoy blood as well? And Reb Chaim brings is a Meferish Mishnah and Meseches Yumo, that the blood that came on Beis HaMikdash, you could enjoy, they sell it to the gardeners. Answers the Gemara, Shani, it's answer because it says in the Perush in the Pasuk, the Chtiv, Ala Aretz Tishbechenu Kamoyim. You spill on the floor like water. Ma'amayim mutarim ba'anoi afadam hu'umutayim mutar ba'anoi. The symbol, you'll not enjoy water, you'll not enjoy the blood. Ve'achtiv al-ken lo yechlu b'nei soez gida noshe. It says not to eat gida noshe. And we learn that you are allowed to enjoy gida noshe. Omar avo kiyamte b'gida noshe shebenevelus. So Abraham, the second explanation says, by nevela, we said that even though you're not allowed to eat a nevela, you're allowed to enjoy the nevela. That includes also the gida nashe of the nevela. So you mean from here, you learn also for the gida nashe of Be'im Mokshero. Was not a nevela, you shecht it right. Even though you're not allowed to eat the gida nashe, you're allowed to enjoy the gida nashe of the Be'im Mokshero. Continues the Gemara with Be'ez, Ve'achti, Ve'lechem, Ve'koli, Ve'karmel, Lo'isoichlu, Adetza, Me'am Azeh. This is the pasuk referring to Chodosh, that you're not allowed to enjoy Chodosh until the 16th day of Nisan. You want to tell me you're not allowed to enjoy it either? But the Mishnah Benoka says you're allowed to enjoy it. Says the Gemara of Abba Mari Achuid Av Yosi Shani. It's answered Shekova Kososman, meaning the Chodosh is not also forever. It's also only to a certain date. So because the Isser is only a temporary Isser, so then we don't have the rule that whatever is also Be'achila is also Be'ana. Says the Gemara of Achtiv Lo Yisoichlum Kishekitzim. All the Shkotzim that are also Be'achila, it says not to eat it, but you are allowed to enjoy it. But you said achila includes ano. Omar Rav Mano miet isra nereshaboy. Meaning it says, lois soichlun kishek, it's hem. The hem is a mute to tell you a lot to enjoy it. Continues down, the Gemara brings another opinion. Ravo b'shur abirchun. He disagrees with the previous man. Omar, he holds that when it says achila is not include ano. And therefore what? There are times ano is asr. And the Gemara brings you two examples. How he says, someone makes a bandage, and he uses for his material either shor nisko, which is also bana, or chometz that has doing Pesach. Even though it says shavala Pesach means overlap the time when it becomes asur, and now it's Pesach and it's also bana. Ain't no like it doesn't get malchus. Shein loisa says sheboy mechuver because the loisa says not clear, meaning he doesn't learn the loisa says loisoichal. Like a blazer holds. So the loisas over here is not as clear. The loisas said not to enjoy shor nisko, you're learning it because it says about a shor noki, meaning it's clean, so he doesn't now enjoy it. And chodesh pesach, you learn from chatos. In other words, it's not a clear cut loisas, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, it's only a drasha. So because it only comes from a drasha, you don't get malchus for it. But mikile akerim loike, if a person in does have a no from kilayim, kilei akerim, when he plants a seed of grain in a vineyard. Why? Omav chanino pen tigdash, it says in the pasuk pen tigdash, pen tu kadesh, you have to burn it and not enjoy it. Me arlo, if you're enjoying arlo, tzricho, not so clear, if it's a clear loisase or not a clear loisase. Why? Because ase leroch go iksif. There is an ese not to enjoy it. Because the Gemara in the Bavli tells us, it says v'orlasim orlosoy, it says that really many times, to tell you now, let enjoy it. But that comes from Asa, it's not a Loisa Asa. Loisa Asa Loach Lexiv, it says Loisa Asa not to eat it. Because the Puzzle says a Reilim Loisa Achel. Loisa Asa Loach Lexiv, it doesn't have a Loisa Asa not to enjoy it. So the question is, does the Asa Megala reveal the Loisa Asa refers to Anoa too, or not? We're not sure, and therefore he doesn't get Malkus. Says the Gemara, Mastisto Pligal Abrechanon. Abrechanon that said, that by Shor and Niskel, it's not a Loisa Asa Meferish. We have a price that says otherwise could be masha sheneh ma sokol yisokol ashor. It says you have to stone the shor on iskol. V'chein an yudim shebesor also b'achilo. So obviously you have to stone it. You can't eat it. It wasn't shechted. Ma tomud loyma loy ochas besor. Why have to tell me not to eat the meat? Ba loy diachosh k'shem shu asur b'achilo kachu asur b'anoyo. These extra words of loy ochas besor is going to tell you that's also b'ano. So that's against Rabbi Yochanan that says that enjoying a shor on iskol is not mefeirish in the Torah. Ma avud la b'yochanan. What b'yochanan will do with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Pasala b'shekodmoy habaylim v'shechtu, using the gifts of Reb Chaim, mishin nigmar dinoy. If the owner came and shechted once, there was a gemar din, they have to kill the shor, you have to kill the axe, but they didn't stone it yet. So there was shechita over here, but there's no stoning. How do you know you're not allowed to eat it in that case? Because it says lo yochel b'sar, that's why it says lo yochel. So the lo yochel is not extra. It's to tell me not allowed to eat it even if there was a shechita. And you mean, according to Abiyuchad, there's no mocker that the Shor Niskol is also Bano, at least no Meferish mocker. So the Gemara brought Rav Avoh quoting two different memers. And Amud Aleph, if he say the name of Rav Blazo, whenever it says Lo Yoichal, it means not to enjoy too. And now in the name of Abiyuchad, he said that you don't have a Shor no Meferish, even though it says not to eat, it doesn't mean not to enjoy it. So the Gemara asks, if Zehira bo kamei ravo, so if Zehira asked ravo, hachatem ra'achin v'hachatem ra'achin, and I would ask if you say that achil includes a no, and I would basically say that achil does not include a no, yes, because it's a machlekes of Blazer and Yechonon. Blazer holds that achilo includes a no. Yechonon holds that achilo does not include a no. Says the Gemara, Rabban, the Kisim, Ravo, Bishur, Rabbi Yechonon, they call name Rabbi Yechonon, there are times that achilo includes a no. When? A regular lois soicha lois soichlu does not include the isur of a no of enjoyment. But lois seochel lois yeochel, meaning it doesn't say not to eat. It says it should not be eaten. That loshen should not be eaten. That means a toifis isur a no kisur achilo. Then the Torah is telling you here isur a no. They not enjoy it. And the meaning is why? Because when it says lo yachel means it should not be eaten, it should not come to anything close to achila. Not only don't eat it, don't bring it to get some achila from it. Any enjoyment brings you achila, because enjoyment means you could sell it, and with the money you'll buy achila. So this cannot lead to achila at all. Says the word binyan av shebekulam, where you see the source of this, because it says in the pasuk v'kol chatas asher yuvo midomo el oil moed lechaber b'kodesh. If a chatas was not left where it's supposed to be outside in Beis HaMikdash, but it went inside, it went to a place where it's not supposed to be, lo se'ochel should not be eaten ba'esh tisarif. And explains Reb Chaim, the fact you have to burn this chatos that we already know from the Seir Nachshon, the story that happened in the first day of the Mishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu came and asked Aaron, what happened to this chatos? Did it go inside? Because then I understand why you burned it. So from here you learn that you need to burn chatos that went inside. So why is the Torah telling me over here, Be'esh Tisarif? To teach you, whenever it says the word Lo Yisachel or Lo Yochel, should not be eaten, it's to come and tell you, Be'esh Tisarif, you have to burn it and you cannot enjoy it as well. And that is the source, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even when it says lo yoichel does not mean yisur ano, but it says lo yoichel or lo yiseochel, that includes the yisur of ano, the yisur of enjoyment. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Psachim Daf Yud Gimel.